Ready, son?
Uh-huh.
Let's go.
Let's go.
One, two.
Mommy, 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 get your adverbs here. Mommy, 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 got some adverbs here. Come on down to mommy's, get the adverbs here. You're going to need if you write or read or even think about it. Mommy, 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 get your adverbs here. Got a lot of mommy, Johnny adverbs here.
The Shiny Squirrel Podcast with WC Chronicles and Olivia Quickie.
Yay! And what is this called?
E-Ticket Running, like the Polar Express.
Because you want to talk about whatever you got going on your plate, right?
Yep.
All right, so you got a big old school book here out in the open. What is this?
It's the Creating History book.
Creating History from the Unitum Statums?
United States.
That's what I said, Unitum Statums.
Whatever. Yes. Okay.
Okay. So, what's our first word? You got your vocabulary words, don't you?
Yes. Our first word is Alien and Sedition Acts.
Alien and Sedition Acts. That would have been in 1954 when the UFO crashed in Roswell, New Mexico, and they loaded it up on a truck and they took it all the way back to Pahrump, Nevada, where Art Bell and George Norrie could talk about it 50 years later on Coast to Coast AM. Right?
No.
I got one right?
No.
Oh, darn. Okay, what?
Alien and Sedition Acts, the Sedition Acts, is a series of four laws enacted in 1798 to reduce the political power of the recent immigrants to the United States.
That's what I said. You just summarized what I said, right?
No.
Yes, you did.
It's not on here word for word, so we have to go to the actual page, which is 306.
Okay, so you're going to the page where it actually says what I just said. Because you know what that flying saucer was made of when it crashed?
They should get taxed for this. Man, I need to get my money for this. What is that? Is that a barcode? I can't even read what page this is on. What is wrong with this? Oh my god, I ain't gonna tax them. I'm gonna sue them. They can't do that to a book.
I said Art Bell and George Norrie, not Rush Limbaugh.
John Lennon. He sings that one Christmas song.
Which one?
I don't know.
Happy Christmas War is Over?
No.
John Lennon sang that song?
No.
Yes, he did.
Not that song.
Which song?
Christmas song.
Happy Christmas War is Over.
No. It's something about
What do you want to bet?
Africa.
Now you're talking about We Are the World.
Band-Aid, never mind.
That's Band-Aid. yeah, John Lennon wasn't even around when Band-Aid was formed.
It was some other song that John Lennon sang.
He sang Happy Christmas War is Over.
No!
Yes, he did.
No!
I can show you later.
No.
I'm right about everything. No, all right, what page are you on?
Why you only have like 98 points and I have 214.
Yeah, but that's just because you can't read numbers right. All right, come on, back to the lesson plan.
Well, it says the Alien and Sedition Acts.
Are you going to read it like Rush Limbaugh? Rush Limbaugh?
Hum, hum, hum. To silence the critics, the Federalist Congress passed the Alien and Sedition Acts in 1798. These acts are targeted aliens, immigrants who were not yet citizens. One act increased the waiting period for becoming a U.S. citizen from 5 to 14 years. Other acts, the president the power to arrest. Wake up!
Huh.
Arrest disloyal aliens or order them. So, what did they call aliens?
They used to call aliens gurus.
Immigrants.
Immigrant. That's what I said. Ingenin.
Okay, let's see.
What's our next word?
Group of people who try to promise the influence of government. Created, no.
What's our next word?
No.
Very pretty.
I said we have to find the answer.
Okay.
So, is it the group of people who try to promote ideas and influence the government to back candidates for office? No. Created a court system with six federal judges. That's the other thing. No.
So, which word are we on now?
We're still on the aliens.
Oh, I thought I already told you what that was.
So here's something about the laws targeted. We saw that in there. recent immigrants, we saw that. And newspaper, we didn't see that, to reduce their political power. So,
I need an easy one.
Hold on, I'm finding immigrants, because it has to
be immigrants?
It has a whole ordeal of immigrants on it.
Oh, anything with you is an ordeal, Olivia. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we found it.
What did we find?
It's the laws that, an axe is like a law. Laws that targeted recent immigrants and newspapers to reduce their political power. So they didn't have, like, power to vote or anything like that.
That's why the UFO came here, because they weren't allowed to vote.
They couldn't vote for the
I told you that.
Alien thing.
How long is this going to take?
I don't know. 470 years ago.
That's what I said. Scarecrow and a bunch of motorboats.
Okay. Cabinet. What was a cabinet? It's not your ordeal cardboard thingy. Cupboard.
Cupboard?
Cupboard?
Is that the next word, cabinet?
Yes, it's a
cabinet. A cabinet is what is as known as a tree. And it's got a cab that's you open the door, and then you get into the cab, and you say, take me someplace. And it takes you someplace, but then when you try to jump out without paying, there's a net that stops you from getting out. Therefore, it's a cab-i-net.
No.
I think that's a pretty good answer.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's a cab is something you open the door, you get into, you try to get out and pay, but you can't get out because there's a net stopping you, a cabin-i-net.
A cabin-i-net?
Cabin-i-net.
Well, it says here.
Oh, excuse me, Miss Learned by Book. I have the real...
The president had the power to appoint the heads of these departments who were to assist the president with the many issues and problems he had to face. These heads of departments became his cabinet. So it was like people that helped...
That's him. What I said! Why do you always twist my words around?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it's got to be right for the teacher. I want to get a good point on my test. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't... Most 50 people in our class that had F. I was one of them. Until I have an A in this class now.
Because you got kick-started into it, didn't you?
No, we moved on to the next one. Because the old one was boring.
About what?
Was boring.
Was it more about? What was it about?
It was about some colonists and stuff like that.
Well, all this stuff is important. What's your next word? Are we still on this one?
Still on this one.
Is this phonetic sounding with Olivia? And I wonder why it takes so long to edit this. What's our next word? Next word.
I don't know where it is.
Where did you leave it?
Okay, next word. Embargo of Act of 1807.
Oh, the Embargo. The Embargo. The Embargo 1807. That's a tiny little car that they imported from Simbonia, and it was made out of red clay. The Embargo of 1807. It was the first car to have working turn signal headlight, which was pretty amazing because electricity wasn't invented yet. Did you know that?
Embargo. Oh, that starts with
the... That's what I said, an embargo.
Whatever.
What do you think it is?
Not that.
It is two.
Mm-mm.
Why do you think you learn so much?
Hey, it's 328.
This is why you learn so much, because I tell you the way it is.
28.
You know, if this were baseball, you'd be batting about, oh, I'd say 10.
There's a song that is like, it's an Italy song, it's like, that baseball. Oh, you know what song is stuck in my head?
What song is stuck in your head?
Have you seen that one commercial about the Oreo commercial?
I've seen a lot of Oreo commercials.
No, their famous thing is Wonder.
What?
Wonder.
The Baltimore Oreos?
Like Oreos you can eat?
Yeah, I know Oreos.
Yeah. They have commercials and famous thing is Wonder-filled.
Wonder-filled?
Yeah.
What flavor is that?
It's not. It's their saying, Wonder-filled.
Okay, sing it.
But there's a commercial and it's like, Wonder if... Do-do-do-do. And there's this little guy, it's like... Wonder if I da da da. That's the thing. It's like, wonder if I.
Is there some kind of new fancy Christmas flavor of Oreos coming out?
Yeah, I think it's like a peppermint one.
Peppermint, that sounds good.
In December, Congress passed
the... Oh, okay, so back to the car, the Embargo de Oro of 1807.
In December, Congress, of this was 1807. Oh, my God! In December of 1807, Congress passed the Embargo Act of 1807. Now, American ships were no longer allowed to sail to foreign ports. The act also closed American ports to British.
Yeah, I said that. They had to drive because the ports were closed.
So it was saying something.
And see, there's a picture of Tom Wopat right there in your history book, because he drove that car before he rode and drove the General Lee. Right?
No.
Just like, see, I can teach you just as well as Schoolhouse Rock.
No, we don't listen to school. Well,
you got to admit, my learning's more fun.
No.
Yes, it is.
I like my teacher's learning.
You need to go put a paper clip in the light socket. All right, now we got some light thrown on the subject. Okay.
I found the embargo.
Okay, now tell me I was right.
You weren't.
I was too.
This better have lead in it.
They don't make lead pencils anymore.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
I stabbed myself in the hand once right there and got lead in my blood system.
Still do?
Still there. All right, so what's our next one?
Pause.
Pause.
Right. Okay.
What's our next word? Are we still dealing with the embargo?
The Embargo Act.
I told you, it's a car that Tom Wopat drove here because the ports were closed before he could drive the General Lee.
You made that word up. You made that name up.
I didn't make a bird part of that, of anything.
Anyway. And the Embargo Act was a law passed so the U.S. ships from sailing to foreign ports and closed American ports to British.
Oh, the struggle. Mm-hmm. You know I said that.
Federal Judiciary Act.
Okay, you mispronounced it. It's pronounced Federale Judicial.
Whatever.
Federale, that's a secret agent. And then Julie Shiel. That's her name, Julie Shiel. She was the secret agent who was running next to the car right before John F. Kennedy got shot.
Judiciary. It helped create a court system and gave the Supreme Court 6 members. Well, it has 6 members, so there's the answer.
Well, excuse me, I'm pronouncing it with the French-Canadian way, the way it's supposed to be pronounced.
French and Canadian, how did that happen?
It just happened.
When?
It happened a long time ago in a galaxy next door. All right, so what do you think Federale Judicialio is?
Well, it's... It was created. Created a court system with 6 federal judges and divided authority between the state and federal courts so they could share it. Like nice people.
All right, so you're talking about what I just said, but you're talking about the Warrant Commission now. Right?
Okay.
You know that clown, Gerald Ford, was on the Warrant Commission, right?
Don't say that.
Why?
No one likes clowns.
Everybody loves clowns.
No one likes clowns!
Krusty Clown.
Okay, he's okay, but like any other clowns are like...
All right, you're getting distracted. Back to work.
Okay.
What's our next...
Foreign policy.
Foreign policy. See, foreign... Now, this one I know. See, when you don't have 1, 2, or 3, but you need not 5, but just 4, you get foreign policy.
Well, it says relationships with the government of the other countries.
My answer is correct. It's not 1, 2, 3, or 5. It's but foreign policies. So what's one of your policies? Tell me your policy when you run out of chocolate milk.
I don't drink chocolate milk.
I know you like bananas.
No, I hate bananas.
You love bananas.
I hate them.
You just don't know it yet.
I hate bananas.
Stop changing the subject and stay on your homework. Okay. You sound like a leaky air station. I don't need to bring helium balloons, do I?
Ooh.
What's our next word? What's our next word?
Okay, that'd be French Revolution.
French Revolution. That's when we didn't have enough pastries for everybody who showed up, so they had to run to France and get some more revolutions. You know the machines that turn in circles and make donuts? The French pastry.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
The French pastry revolution.
The hoota wada?
You don't hoota wada me.
Anyways, in 1789.
That's the age of donuts.
Okay. In 1789, the French launched a movement for liberty and equality.
That's what I said, because if you don't have a good donut, there is no equality, right? You know, if you write all the answers down that I'm telling you and turn it in, you'll get an A.
No.
I didn't say which end of the spectrum. I said you'll just get an A.
No, you won't.
Because your teacher will go, eh. Then you got an A.
No.
Yes.
She'd be like,
oh, a letter F for fabulous.
I wish.
You wish?
I wish.
You gotta speak up.
I win.
All right, so you got to write a definition down for French pastry revolution.
French Revolution.
That's what I said. I don't know why you need to shorten everything I say.
Okay. And well, it says something about equality.
You think you're okay?
Equality.
Yeah, equality for good donuts.
Equality.
Don't talk out of the side of your mouth to me.
Equality.
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 That's how Popeye talks.
Equality.
Where's me olive oil?
Equality.
Can you do that laugh? No. That sounded like a parrot that had his lips amputated. That was a parrot with Botox implants. Alright, back to work.
I'm so tired.
I'm gonna torture you for 12 more minutes. What's our next word? You sound like an 8-track tape machine.
Impressionment.
In where?
Impressionment.
That's impressment. Impressment. That's what you are
saying. That is the act of seizing, sizing by force.
I was trying to tell you, that's what you try to do to the people listening. You want to impressment upon them, right? Impressment. Show everybody you're smart. Say something that will impressment me. Impressment me. Right? But it has two definitions. You can say, I'll use it in a sentence. Oh my goodness, look, my clothes are wrinkled. I better iron them. I better put them in the impressment bin.
You make no sense.
I make a lot of sense.
Since when?
Since you showed up.
I have to find the next word.
Is that the correct answer?
Immigration.
Immigration. That's when people from foreign countries come here and they have M&Ms with them, right?
No.
Well, what is your definition then?
To swear and or induct. To swear.
It didn't say cuss.
You're supposed to go.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness gracious. Okay. Next, what is the next one?
I didn't use me at all.
I think you're still on French pastry revolution.
No, to swear and or induct into office in a formal ceremony.
Oh, so your definition means I have to get dressed up. Like Krusty the Clown putting his pants on before show. Right?
No.
Yes.
Oh, here it is, to swear.
Just get all the dirty words out. Mud, dust, grime, dirty water.
Man, all those minerals are making me hungry.
Those minerals aren't making you hungry.
Man, we use minerals every day.
Put the minerals in your shoes and stand tall.
That would hurt.
It depends.
It depends.
All right, what's our next word?
Industrial Revolution.
Oh, the industrial... No, you mispronounced that.
Industrial
Revolution. That's when
you need to go back to speaking classes.
No, that's when they invented dust rags that they teach you how to go in circles when doing dusting. Because you get more dust on your dust rag when you go in a circle. The Industrial Revolution. Revolution, like in a circle.
Well, it says in the late 18th century, Britain factory machines began replacing and tools and manufactured replacing farming as men to work.
You read that from Henry T. Ford's technical manual, didn't you?
What?
You read that from Henry Ford's technical manual.
I don't know what that is. You're confusing me.
I'm not confusing you. Look at all the stuff you're learning today. You're going to go to class, and you're going to say, teacher's going to say, who can tell me about the Industrial Revolution? You can raise your hand and go, that's when they invented dust rags and teach you how to dust in a circle. So you get all the dust. Revolutionary. Ha, in a circle.
It's not revolutionary. Revo.
Oh.
Revelo. Do you know what's Revelo spelled backward, Oliver?
I didn't know that. See, you taught me
something. Ha! Olivia Quickie, I lost track.
That's because I'm not catching up yet. But I do know how to give definitions on words.
Judicial review.
Didn't we already do that one?
No. Judicial?
Oh, that's a Star Wars character who gives a synopsis of the character.
Jabba?
No, Judicial. That's the narrator.
Abba Jabba?
That's a coffee shop.
Abba Jabba? I like saying his name. Abba Abba.
Abba Abba.
Abba Abba.
Hang your hanky-toe.
Abba Abba.
All right, what's our next one? Oh, we're doing this word yet.
Judicial review.
That's an old tea. That's an old kid's TV show. The new Jushu Review coming right at you. With some guy named Stein. And he's an accountant, too.
Yeah, you're making that up.
That's pretty funny, don't you think?
No.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Oh, come on. You know,
no!
Funny. 50,000 Elvis fans can't be wrong. Right?
Wrong.
Oh, what, 4,999?
Wrong.
All right, tell me.
Wrong.
Tell me one thing and I'll give you credit for it.
One thing about what?
I don't know. How about
Elvis?
How about the Jushu Review?
Judicial Review.
That's what I said, the Jushu Review.
Oh, well,
those pointy shoes that the Christmas elves wear.
It was a principal, I can tell you that.
The principal?
The principal.
It was the Victoria principal.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Yeah.
You know, J.R. Ewing would not like your attitude today.
Who?
J.R. Ewing.
Who's that?
I don't know, somebody who lives next to Victoria Principal.
Who?
Victoria Principal, the neighbor, J.R. Ewing.
Who's that?
Apparently somebody you don't know.
And who's that I don't know?
Oh, what's our next word? You sound like a squeaky door that needs oil.
Thank you.
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I? Well, I am a human being, and you must be an alien, because you obviously don't know who I am. And if you don't know who I am, or what I am, you're not that, clearly.
Let's get back to the history lesson. What's our next word?
Judiciary Act of 1801.
Oh, now it's the Jushu Act of 1801. That's when they installed the dress code. So everybody in the 18...
What? They installed a dress code?
Yes, that's the dress code in the 1800 block on the Las Vegas Boulevard. That's your address. You're going to have a shoe check.
Yeah. No, I don't think they
What's your definition then?
Well,
you're making history. You know, no wonder I am so mixed up on history, because you're just confusing me.
Sweetie.
You gotta admit, my history's more fun.
Law that increased the number of federalism to 9, under which President Adams, appointed federalist judges before Thomas Jefferson.
Okay, it wasn't President Adams. It was President Don Knotts.
Who?
President Don Knotts. Well, you see there, Andy.
That's a familiar name.
That's Knots. Because President Dunn.
N-O-T-S.
Yes.
Knots.
Yes.
Like no.
Barney Fife. Mayberry.
I think I wrote that name down today. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you, he wasn't a dancer.
Paul Revere!
Fred Astaire. Are you refueling? You look like you have a big unibrow. All right, should we do one more word?
I was born this way.
I was born this way. All right, one more word, okay?
Lewis!
What?
Lewis.
Lewis and Clark Expedition?
Expedite.
That's what Amazon is calling their new drone delivery program. The Lewis and Clark Expedition. Because they want to get it out to you quickly. Right? Haha, I got one right. All these others I know I probably got wrong, but this one I got right.
Mm-mm.
Pat me on the back.
You didn't get it right.
I got it right. All right, why don't you summarize what I just said?
A group led by Meriwether, Lewis, and William Clark, who explored the lands of Louisiana Purchase beginning in 1803.
So basically, you just said everywhere that they deliver and the address. Oh, jeez. All right, I want one more word, and then we'll wrap up this podcast, okay?
Louisiana Purchase.
Louis, that's a band.
Louis?
Louisiana. That's a type of pasta. The Louisiana. Run to the store and get me some Louisianas. It's a pasta sausage mix that comes in a box. The Louisiana Purchase. Right? Why do you sound like a test pattern? Oh, now that you're doing your you're doing your what's her name? The real French Canadian singy lady. Silly Cylon. Is that your imitation of Cylon Delon?
You mean Salon Silly.
You can't even see. I was right. That's what
Celine
I said.
Celine Dion.
That's what I said. Cylon Dion.
Celine Dion.
Cylon Dylon.
Celine Dion.
You gotta admit, my way's more fun.
Celine Dion.
When visiting Canada, make fun of her and say Cylon Dylon.
Why?
Because it's entertaining.
No, that's mean.
It is too.
That's mean!
I suppose you like her.
Mm-hmm.
No. What? Okay, one more word. One more word for the sake of Cylon Dylon.
Oh, God. Okay. Maryberry.
Mary.
Birdie Bird.
Marbury versus Madison. Oh! That was the day that the big football game between the two college high schools.
No, that was with Mayflower Compact and... his face. What was...
Leave the moving company out of this.
No. Mayflower and who? Who fought them?
That... You got the piece of paper right there.
No, who fought him? Mayflower and...
Bradbury.
No, like... No.
The chocolate Easter bunny.
No, the wrestling fight. The boxing fight. They say fight.
Black lives... Oh, that was Rico Suave and his counterpart.
Mayflower
and Rico Suave. Mayflower versus Rico Suave.
Never mind.
But you know what? Nobody won.
Mary.
Well, I think we should finish up this right now. What do you think? Tell me one more thing smart. Is that enough? Do you want to sign off?
Signing off.
Till next week for more history lesson with Olivia Quickie.
Yes.